Let's count them down. The Chaz and AJ Window Nation Top 10.
Who should get tipped around the holidays? If you think you're one of those people, you should call in and make a case. 203-882-9757. Emma has the top 10 people you should tip this holiday season. Paul Ingford.
Morning, guys.
Hey.
Emma.
Morning.
Morning.
I'm going to miss you Friday, AJ. Darn it.
Well, thank you. Appreciate that.
We all will.
Next time. Yeah,
I'll miss
we will.
You guys.
How about hair cutter? Person who cuts your hair.
Have you seen
how about,
my hair?
You mean the barber? Yes. The barber, hairdresser, your nail tech, you should tip them. And like,
what if you tip? Hold it, hold it. What if you tip every single time you get a haircut and a shampoo?
Yeah, you got to tip the poo girl.
Well, I do.
You do have to tip
the
every
poo
time.
Girl.
You should.
The poo girl.
Every
yeah,
time.
You got to tip the poo girl.
Sounds naughty.
You have a different
it's bigger. It's just bigger at Christmas time.
It's a little bit more.
Pauling for you have to go.
All right.
Bye.
You're out.
I love you, Paul Ingford. Could only have so many people yelling at one time, you know.
Really? Traffic light. You talk now. You talk now. You talk.
All right. Emma,
so
go ahead.
I would suggest to tip them like one session or however you get your hair cut, whatever it is. You know?
Right.
Like say it's $50 or, you know. $20.
You have no explanation. So I
well,
think what you're trying.
Just,
here, let me clear
session.
This up for you. Do your normal tips, and then in December when you're getting your hair done for the holidays, give a little extra.
Right.
Okay.
So what I like to do
that
is like to say I've hidden your tip on my body someplace. I need you to find it. Guess where I put that 50?
Oh my God. I remember being a kid having this girl. She was so hot. She'd cut my hair. And anytime, you know, she had to make body contact, I was like, you're getting a tip, all right.
Yeah, yeah,
you
thanks for that cover that put over
back.
You.
Like, wow.
That's right. Right. Exactly you right. You know.
You can get up now. No, I can't. I'm going to sit for a few extra minutes.
Yeah. Keep that thing over me for a minute. Yeah.
Right. Just for
that's
a moment.
They put the cape on you.
That's right. Keep exactly. The cape on. Keep the cape on.
Why is there a tent over here?
She's like, this damn kid. I'm always telling him to sit up straight.
Something wrong with him. There's something wrong with him.
Mark in Stratford.
Hello, guys.
Hey.
Hey, AJ, tomorrow's your birthday, right? So if I don't talk to you, happy birthday.
Wait, what?
Thank you, appreciate it.
Huh?
And I say postman.
Of course.
Yes, mailman, mail carrier, he is number 6. And I would suggest tipping him about $20. I think that's a good tip.
Oh, you're putting amounts in, too.
Interesting.
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
Yeah, 20.
Yeah.
20 ain't
bad. I think 20 is a fair
mail
amount.
Carriers, are you happy with that?
If every house gave you a 20 on the box,
right?
I mean, I'm happy.
Yeah. I'd be rolling easy, man.
Well, so, you'd be like, oh, Christmas once a month. No, no.
I live on a street where our mailboxes are on the end of the street. And if my stuff doesn't fit in the box, our mail carrier will come to the house and put it on the porch.
Wow.
I'm like, you get 50 for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all year the person does that.
I do.
Yeah.
Now, the question is, is that the same person all the time?
Right.
Dude.
Do they change?
They still have, like, a scheduled route, right? Yeah.
This way I got to put a mark on their forehead. You know it's them.
Sometimes I see a guy. Sometimes I see a girl.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right, good luck. Whoever gets the, it's like a waiter, waitress. Yeah, I hope you share with the others.
Exactly.
All right, Mark, thank you. That's a good one.
Thank you.
All right,
AJ suggests branding your mailman to know.
See that?
X on their forehead. Indelible ink.
It works.
Red X is here. You get a tip. Black X is not here.
Hans in Durham.
Good morning, team. Good morning,
hey.
Emma.
Good morning.
Morning. Morning, Hans.
Yeah, getting ready for Friday. We're all set there, Jeff.
Yes, yes.
Rub it in.
Why, you're not bringing your cannon, are you?
I could bring that also, but, you know, it doesn't go well with a Santa suit.
No, I don't. Yeah. Oh, that's right. You're doing the Santa. Yeah, okay. Never mind.
Right, right.
I'm like, Hans is ready. Hey. What's he doing? Is he doing a cannon?
They're going to blast a hole in some couches.
you know
I forgot about that. We've talked
Let me know.
So many people. No. The cannon's leave it home.
Yeah. Okay. You got it. My guess is, you know, in the restaurant, like the heavy pouring bartender. You always got to tip that.
Ah.
You know, I didn't.
Very good.
He's number 11.
Ouch.
But these are people on the list because you tip them all the time.
You tip them all the time.
Exactly. Yeah.
But what about
more of a Christmas?
But what about the Christmas season?
Hold on. What's that, Emma, Emily?
As a bartender, I feel sad that I'm number 11.
Oh, at least you're number 11.
Holidays, yeah, you want to tip true. A little more anyhow.
That's true.
I personally would.
Yeah.
And especially if you're a regular, you definitely tip your bartender
yes.
a little bit more.
Right. No, but really tip your bartenders in December because January, when everyone's like, I'm going to stop drinking, we're crying.
Yeah, you know who I don't tip very well? Like, I'm an excellent tipper, but I don't tip very well. The person who measures the shot in a drink.
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
Like, when you're like, here's the measuring cup.
You only get an ounce. Yeah.
Like, and I know it could be company policy, but go work somewhere else if you want a better tip.
Yeah.
I think that person is usually either new or owns the place.
Or it's company policy and there's cameras up.
Yeah.
Yep.
Or they're
like
making a new craft cocktail.
Exactly.
Like, I have to get the right amount of Saint Germain.
Exactly.
No, everything. I don't order those.
Yeah.
No. No, when you're measuring a shot, I ordered a shot.
Yeah,
okay.
Happy birthday, AJ, and hope you feel better. We're gonna miss you.
Thanks so much.
Yeah, his birthday is tomorrow. Beer. Can we find that audio of David Biller calling in? Do you remember that, Phil?
I don't think I saved it. That was pretty embarrassing.
My God, I may have it.
When I heard all the drawers hit the floor,
it was I don't know, 6-7 years ago.
Yeah,
we had David Biller on the show to talk about stuff. Oh, you have it?
I do have it. It was 2014.
Okay. David Biller, Biller and Associates. Thanks, brother. Appreciate it.
Appreciate it, guys.
All right, man.
And AJ, happy birthday, right?
Oh, thank you.
Is it today?
Yeah.
All right. Well, enjoy.
I will.
That was AJ was in studio, and we're all looking at him like, what?
We're all looking at each other like, what?
You were supposed to remember. No, you were supposed to remember.
You guys all look like deer caught in headlights.
Oh, yes.
This is awesome.
It's today, right?
Yep. It was like I was waiting for the reveal.
Yeah. Aaronette.
Too funny.
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
Well, how about Sense of Tom Alone season? Your pizza delivery guy. Keep the change, you filthy animal.
You know, I do have, I'm going to give you number 8. I have a delivery driver, like your UPS, your FedEx guy.
Get out.
You should tip him. What did you just say? Get out?
Yeah.
That's what I tell him. Get out.
All right, Aaronette, thank you.
Thank you.
The adults are going to fight now.
Right.
Go to your room.
Send her home. No.
No, but I have different. Listen. You know, I bought Amazon stock because I saw what Jennifer was doing. I'm like, okay, I need a piece of this action. You get 8 different trucks coming up your driveway in a week. Who gets it? Who gets it?
Well, you can do one of two things. You can either, sometimes they have a regular route. There are ones that do. But you can also leave out like chips and drinks.
Chips and drinks.
Like chips, you know, put out, you know, the boxes I can get at Costco or BJ's, you know, it has like 50 or whatever. This way they
okay,
can
and then what if someone leaves me chips and drinks as a gift and they take it because they think it's for them?
Right.
What do you mean? Because you're going to leave a little sign.
I'm having a party and someone says, hey, I'm going to be late, but can I drop something off? Yeah, leave some chips and drinks. And then the Amazon guy comes and says, oh, this must be for me.
What you gotta do is just put an X on your forehead.
I don't know. Who brings chips and drinks? I don't know.
First of all, is there anyone who tips their Amazon driver? And no offense to the Amazon drivers, because they're I always have a great conversation with them when they pull up. They're just so nice.
Oh, yeah.
But they're different every time. There's not like, hey, Jim, how you doing?
Yeah.
It's someone different.
It's always different. Yep. And they all take really nice pictures of my front door.
Top 10 people you should tip this holiday season. Emma's doing a list. What did we get so far?
So far, we have hairdresser, barber, your mail carrier, and a delivery driver.
John Miller Place.
Good morning, crew. Good morning, Emma.
Morning.
Good morning.
And a happy early birthday, AJ. Hope you have a great
thank
day
you,
tomorrow.
Appreciate it. Oh, thank you.
Yes, how about your garbage bin?
Absolutely. He is my number one. The waste collector.
Awesome.
Waste collector.
I know. I tried to be political.
Waste management.
That was my classroom.
I love the title.
I think $20 is nice. It's a nice tip.
Yeah, except I got three of them, so I got to go 60 every time.
How do you have three? Three in one truck?
Three in one truck. We started
two on the back
8 years ago. Two guys in the back. The one guy, Joe, who drives, who's a sweetheart of a person.
Wow.
Wow, they still do that. Wow.
But you tip them, you put anything, including a body at the curb, they'll take it.
That's right.
Exactly, yeah. Right.
That's right.
Give him a 50. Yeah.
Yeah, then he should get tipped a little bit more.
There was, I used to tip every year, and then there was a guy who took a couple of things out of the garbage can and put it on the curb because they weren't supposed to be in the garbage.
Oh.
I'm like, okay, we're not working together here, so
yeah,
I'm good.
Exactly.
Right. We're not friends.
Shame if you tip there.
Yeah, I get it. We're breaking up.
Right. Sorry if you can't take radio after wasting.
All right, see ya.
Sorry about that.
Fish nipples.
Good morning, gang.
Morning.
I'll go with the, good morning, Emma. as my plow guy that comes to plow my house, I tip him every year.
Want to get plowed?
Your landscaper, stone removal, your pool boy. Yes.
Pool boy.
Your pool boy.
Yeah.
Your pool
I have
boy.
A cesspool.
Happy birthday, AJ.
Hey, can I just say, one person started this, his birthday is tomorrow.
Yes.
So we're going to hear it all day tomorrow.
Peace
can
out.
We just right. do it yes, tomorrow?
Sir. Yeah, do it tomorrow, please.
I don't know why. I look over at Root's face just kind of get a gauge of what humanity thinks of what I just said. Sometimes she's not really humanity. She's on the nice side of humanity.
Yeah. She's like your human mood ring.
I'm like, oh my God, how many times? It's like, it's tomorrow.
It's tomorrow, yeah.
Yeah. It's a one day
ease
event,
up,
by the way.
Ease up, folks, yeah.
Yeah.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Sal in Milford.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Hey.
Yo.
Good morning.
I think the moving crew, who the average job where they have to lift 7, 8, 10,000 pounds up ramps and stairs.
No, but you do it at the move.
Should be tipped.
Yeah,
you do it at the end of the move. You do it
at the end of the move. Yeah,
right.
I always ask the customer.
It's not a Christmas.
Christmas.
Top 10 people you should tip this holiday season.
Right.
I hear you. I got it.
I wonder, should you tip the moving people beforehand?
Yes, before.
A little bit before. A little bit and say, here's, you know, kind of like when you're hiring someone to off someone, you give them part of it and you say the rest of it's when the job is done.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You give them part of it. And you say,
incentive.
You say, here you go. There's more coming when we can finish this.
Fresh don't mark up waters. My walls.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Exactly. Have some right. waters yes. for them.
Yeah. Yeah. I do that. I make sure they get drinks right away.
Yeah.
And then I'll tip at the end usually.
Yeah. Beef Man.
Good morning, all.
Good morning. Are we going to see you Friday?
Yeah, I'll be there.
Ooh,
awesome. Beefcake.
Cool. I shall be there. Chaz, this one you love, the dog sitter, dog walkers. I know you always get upset about that.
Do I? We tip our dog sitters. We love our, we don't have dog sitters. Right. We have cat sitters.
Oh, nice.
Right.
No,
right.
I thought a few years ago you were upset with that, but I guess you have a cat sitter like I have a dog sitter. Yeah, we tip him.
Yes, you should. He's number four, your pet walker.
Absolutely.
And tip him like a session, whatever it is, whatever you pay them. If you do it like once a week. That's what you should tip them.
Now, do you give them a tip by hand? Do you go, what's tip? What's tip? What's tip? What's tip?
Sit.
Who wants a tip?
Roll over.
Who's a good boy? Who's a good boy?
Come on, jump up. All right, Beef Man, thank
get it,
you.
Get it. Fetch
me.
There's a lot of people on this list I think you tip after the service, and then if it happens to be December, you tip more because it's December. I thought this list would be more like the mail carrier. I don't tip this person every month.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I tip them. If ever. It's this time of year.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's what I thought this list was. So I wouldn't put waitress on here. I would certainly put garbage man. The cat sitter, we tip when we use them.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
That's you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
You
pay exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't. But if you're using them often, wouldn't you want to tip them?
Yeah, you juice a little more. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
A $10 tip becomes maybe $20, but
around the holiday.
Yeah.
Right. And you give them a cookie.
They're not getting a holiday tip, though. That, like, I'm looking at this the way you are, Chaz.
I'm not driving down to Sit Happens.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the name of my place.
I love that.
Yeah. We love them. Yeah. They are awesome. Yeah. I'm not driving in there in December and giving them a tip, but when we do use them, we tip.
They get one.
They get one.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't know. I got this off the internet, so.
Everything's on the internet.
Okay. All right. Hungry man.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And how about the nanny or the daycare provider for your children?
Yes, that would be number five. Your babysitter, nanny, your au pair. They should, get a holiday tip.
Yes. I got
that's a good one.
I got such good gifts as a nanny in the holidays.
Oh, really? Like
so
what?
Sweet. Oh, my God.
The children?
Jewelry, like gift cards, things they knew I liked if I had like a coffee thermos. Families are so sweet.
That's cool.
I would like keep the kid.
I don't think AJ would get much of a tip, though. Sorry about that, AJ. I know you're
Oh, as a nanny?
I wiped off all the marks.
As a nanny.
If you hit him with something soft, you're good.
AJ the nanny. That sounds like a segment next year.
No, it is not. No, it is not.
You can chase my son around anytime you want, pal.
Here's your kid with a red X on his forehead.
John in North Haven.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey.
Good morning.
Everybody ahead of me took my ideas. They think the trash guy is the best. So, I'll just take a guess and say landscaper. What if you have landscapers?
We do. He was on with the snow removal guy because they sort of, that's their job, you know, throughout the year.
Same thing.
They kind of change it. Yep.
Yeah.
But tip him up. Tip him. Never mind.
Just the tip. Ooh. Yep.
Been there many times.
Never really works out that way, though.
No, it does not.
It starts with the promise, but then it's broken. Boston John.
Hey, good morning, guys. How about your building super? You know, your superintendent, building superintendent.
Sorry, I don't have him on my list.
Wow, I can't believe that. That means you're going to have to wait to, get in your apartment when you lock yourself out. And I'll plunge your toilet tomorrow.
Right.
Well, I have a locksmith, so I don't know.
This is like a threat, isn't it? I'll plunge your toilet tomorrow.
It's like, that was extortion.
I'm okay.
Right. What if something happened to your toilet?
I'll see you on Friday, guys.
Thank you, brother.
Okay, bye.
Appreciate you. He's on our backup list for bits. Like, if there's a guest late, it's like story time with Boston John. Piano player, go. John, go. Edward in Brantford.
Contractors, Chaz, you're tipping any contractors working on your house?
Yes.
Is one of them?
I took care of two that I really liked a lot. Nice. And remember I told you the story of the arts TV and appliance delivery guys? They brought appliances to the rental property, and I had no cash. I had like $5. I'm like, that's an insult. I'm not doing it. I finally caught up with them, so I got more appliances from Arts Television and Appliance for the flip house. When those guys came, I said, this is for you guys. This is for the other guys.
Right.
Then I followed up with Andy and took care of them. So, yes. Yes, I do.
Nice.
Typically.
Cool. Right.
Unless we're in the thousands, then I'm like, you should be okay.
Get commission.
If we're in like 6,000-7,000 range, I think you're okay. You're good.
Yeah,
you'll
we're
be
good.
Fine.
We're good. Thank
you'll
you.
Be fine. Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's a good one. Contractors.
That is a good one.
Yeah. Paul.
Hey, good morning.
Hey.
Hey. And Emma, too.
Good morning.
They got garbage men, but I got a tip is don't leave the tip so visible from the street because people will steal them.
Oh, yeah. People look for them, right?
And paper guys do it. And I come up to a can with a suspicious piece of tape at a known tip house.
Right.
And, yep.
Oh, wait a minute. A known tip house, suspicious piece of tape. It was like there was an envelope here once.
I know them. Yep, they're a known tip house.
Yes. This is like CSI.
Paul, you're a garbage man, right?
I did it for 30 years, so you get to know who's the thing and who doesn't. So.
Wait a minute. That's Edna Scotch tape.
What's a... Okay. What's a good tip
for a garbage man? $20, it only works out to like 52 cents a week.
Oh, wow.
He's done the math. Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Is he right?
I did. Like I said, I did it for 30 years. But,
wow.
But about $20 a good tip.
It's like the Rayman of tips.
Okay.
Yeah, 52 cents. Yeah, 52 cents. Yeah, per week.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Great show so far.
Make it 25.
So far? Oh, no. Sound like you're going to mess up.
My life has come down to being judged.
Petite.
Mushmouth. Everybody's a boss today.
So far. Love you, Paul.
Bosses. And we all know a boss is a WSOB backwards.
Nancy, Long Island.
Hot diggity dog.
There she is.
Oh, it's you.
There she is. Here's the nut is back.
Nancy the nut.
That's what we're going to call it. Nut Nancy.
You know I'm a...
No, we're going to call you Nutsy.
Nutsy, exactly. Nutsy. Yeah,
we're doing top 10 people you should tip this holiday season. Emma, what did we get so far?
We have your housekeeper, delivery driver, mailman, babysitter, groomer, hairdresser, landscaper, and garbage man.
Wow, who's left?
Nutsy?
Yeah.
What else did you have?
Me?
Yes.
Nutsy? That's my new name?
Okay. Yes, Nutsy.
That was it. I did the housekeeper and your private chef.
Okay, oh. Private chef and housekeeper.
I already gave the housekeeper, and it was in there.
Okay. Okay.
Number 10.
Gotcha.
The private chef, though, we did not have.
Yeah, I'm not in that bracket to have either.
Would you like me to send that to, like, anyone named Kelly or Mark or,
you know?
No!
Okay.
Hello?
All right. Okay.
Okay. Just checking.
Kelly and Mark Smith?
Yes.
Right.
Smith? Yeah, from Connecticut.
Right. The ones... No, they're in the Hamptons. I'm in the Hamptons right now.
I know. I was trying to cover for you. All right.
Yes. You blew it.
Yeah, I don't live in the Hamptons. I live in Smithtown.
Okay.
Smith, that's a hole.
Okay. Okay. Have a good day. Merry Christmas. Blah,
Merry
blah, blah.
Christmas, Nancy. Mm-hmm. Johnny Antonia.
Hey, listen, I don't think anybody should get a tip. If you're getting paid by the hour, that's your job to do. Hey, nobody gets nothing.
God bless. God bless us, everyone.
For Christmas.
AJ, happy birthday. Get better, little brother.
It's tomorrow, idiot.
Thank you, man.
Shut up.
You shut up, you dope.
You're a jerk. You fool.
You fool, you. Bah, humbug.
Wow, you guys rifle Hallmark.
Brent in Waterbury.
Yeah, my guess is a school bus driver or anybody who drives your kids to school.
Very good. That's number 7.
Oh, that is a good one.
The guy with the white van.
Definitely tip that guy.
Nice job.
Nice. So are you.
Thank you.
What do you do for the week? I'm a bus driver.
Yeah. I used to tip the bus driver every year.
Me too. Can you imagine? I can't even handle that job.
Couldn't do it.
All the money in the world.
See, my dad took the bus driver, and they still bring me back.
All right, one more, then we'll wrap it up. Charlie in Wallingford.
Hi, guys. I'm a first-time caller.
I'm glad, because your phone sucks.
A long-time listener, first-time caller.
Thank you.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
Welcome. How about your auto mechanic or truck mechanic?
This is another one that if, you know, you're doing it in December, you tip them for the holidays. But if you're doing it in September, you don't drive into the garage.
Right.
Do you?
I drop off baked goods. You know,
do you?
I'll bring them something December, yeah. And I've seen other people do that.
Oh, that's
cool. It depends.
You have a car that breaks down a lot?
No, but it's just, you know, regular people I like. I'll bring
them
something.
Emily's baked goods.
Yeah, my baked goods. Yeah, they're like the
man want to work after that.
Have one bite. That's it.
All right, that's a good one.
Where's the wrench in your hand? Oh,
start with a nibble.
All right, Charlie. Good call, and thank you for finally calling.
You're welcome.
All
thank
right.
you.
You Thanks, too. Sir.
All right, let's wrap it up.
Your top 10 people you should tip at the holidays. Number 10 is your housekeeper. The one we did not get was a teacher. And I'm not too sure about that one. Delivery driver.
Why?
Bus driver. What?
Why?
A teacher?
Teacher.
Yeah.
Well, I think
the homeroom teacher, not all the teachers. Whoever is your kid's homeroom teacher has a massive effect on them as a person.
And that is true. That is true.
Yeah.
I don't know. I always brought in stuff for the teacher because they do use all their, you know, they use their own money for supplies.
Right.
Yeah. So I try to, you know, help them out that way.
All right. Yep. All right. What else?
Booze.
But anyhow, going back, so you got your housekeeper, teacher, delivery driver, school bus driver, mailman, babysitter, dog groomer, hairdresser, landscaper, and of course your garbage man.
All right, Emma, great list. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm obsessed with the VHS dating tapes.
Yes.
And I just can't get enough of these people. This next lady knows exactly what she wants and what she doesn't want, and she has fast fingers.
Oh boy, it's time for Dumbass News.
99.1 PLR.
It's time for Chaz and AJ Dumbass News.
Thank you.
Dumbass.
Hey, kids, want the Trader Joe's bag? Dumbass. Nah, we don't want them.
Has anybody seen these VHS dating tapes?
Yes.
They're all over Instagram and now TikTok. And I don't know. I guess this was a thing when? In like the 80s, it looks like?
Oh, yeah. It looks middle 80s, dead center.
80s time. Yep.
You can tell by the hair and the dress.
Right. Circa 86.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's just these people making dating tapes. Was there a show? Or was this a dating service?
I think it was like a subscription service.
It was a service. You went to a place and made a dating tape, and then it was submitted to like this place. And then if you're looking for somebody, you went through the tape, so this person looks good. And that was how it worked.
Okay. You know a lot about this.
Well, yeah, because that was a big thing back in the day. I didn't do it because I didn't have the money.
All right. Well, here's one that popped up on my feed the other day.
My ideal man doesn't play the drums, doesn't stay late at the bar, does what he says and says what he does not get a fancy lawyer. That the other person.
Hold on.
Whoa, what?
That was a lot of information right out of the gate.
All right, does what he says what he does.
Yep.
Okay.
Does not get a fancy lawyer that the other person can't afford if things get weird.
She's already planning divorce.
Sounds bitter from her ex. What?
Yeah. The bitter.
It sounds pretty fresh still. Yeah.
Yeah. The wound is still
there. His name can't be Michael because that was my ex.
Right. Clearly, she doesn't want another drummer in her life.
Okay.
This guy can't have any of the same qualities whatsoever.
Right.
Later out. Yep.
She must have got her clock clean, too. You got a fancy lawyer.
Oof.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
My name's Gwen. I am divorced. I have two kids, and I will not ever regret having those two kids, okay? So that's really important for me to tell anyone who's listening. I type 110 words a minute. I actually can type faster, but I keep a little bit for myself.
What does that mean? I got a couple words over here.
She doesn't want to burn out too quick.
Dangle exactly that promotion in front of me, and suddenly, like 115.
She's like, you type to learn, daddy?
Fancy occasions.
110 words a minute. That seems like a lot.
That's pretty good.
I remember typing. That's ranking. That's good. That's good.
What's like average? 60 words a minute seems like a lot.
I don't know.
More than
that's a word a second.
I remember breaking 100 in school.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Loved the tape.
They were legible,
that's when you're
right?
practicing every day, though. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, true.
All right.
I blew out my knee jazzercising, so I don't want a guy that's too active.
So she's partially disabled. Okay, gotcha.
Can't drum, and we don't want you moving around too much.
Fast. Yeah, no step ball changing.
Right, this one's damaged.
I like how quickly she had to explain. I blew up my knee while jazzercising.
Right, yeah.
You know, it'd be great. Someone should do this. Is the next level for these tapes. Find these people and see where they are now in
life.
Right.
Oh, please.
Oh, that's the Netflix documentary.
Like the 40-year comparison.
Oh, my God.
Yes. Oh, my God. Yep. Please.
Wow. Oh, you could do a series, actually. You could probably do like three people per episode, give them 20 minutes each,
yeah,
and just this is what happened to me since then, and this is where I am now.
I'd love it.
I think in her case, still looking.
yeah. Still divorced. Still love my kids. No regrets.
Is right. that the end of her tape?
No.
My best qualities? I own a timeshare.
My that's her best way. Quality.
That's
timeshare.
And the Poconos?
It's got a lanai and everything.
My best qualities? I can get the hell out of here.
I own something.
I got wicker furniture. Yeah.
Well, he didn't get that in a divorce. He didn't get the timeshare.
My favorite way to unwind is with a Virginia Slim and a big scoop of cottage cheese, half a tomato.
Cigarette
and cottage cheese?
Get a new snack.
Gwen. No.
Cottage cheese, it's like the consistency of vomit.
Just eat the Wheat Thins, Gwen.
Oh, my God. Oh. Nobody wants your cottage cheese mouth near them. Get out of here.
Does it match your thighs?
No, but it's cottage cheese in an ashtray.
Exactly.
I know. I forgot about that.
You like, kiss that mouth. Cigarette? It's like, oh, my God, cottage. I'm licking an ashtray with cottage cheese in it.
You know she's at least a few days just put the cigarette out in the cottage cheese.
it's like kissing burnt underwear.
Get a new snack.
Anybody else lose all the liquid in their mouth?
Yes.
This does sound like the 80s. Wasn't that a trend to lose weight? Just eat cottage cheese and grapefruit?
Yes.
And you'll be skinny. Oh, my God.
But the Virginia Slim, too. That's a horrible cigarette. If you're going to smoke a cigarette, do not smoke a Virginia Slim. Do they still make them? They were like
I have no idea.
Thinner than a pencil.
And they were long.
Long as hell.
Because I remember all the advertisement, people like getting to an elevator and like the cigarette gets snapped in half and things like that.
Oh, and the flavor is just horrible. Wow, this woman's.
You could do better for yourself, Gwen.
Yeah.
Those
for
are
yourself.
Ones you can actually like. You smoke some of it and you snip it with a scissor and you save the rest of it.
Oh
and
no!
And then you start it again. Yeah.
When she said cigarette and then unwind, I did not think she was going to say cottage cheese.
Like,
yeah. Like, and she loves it. Did you? Oh, she was talking about it with like doe eyes.
Yeah.
I own a timeshare.
She's definitely still available.
All right.
My favorite way to unwind is with a Virginia Slim and a big scoop of cottage cheese, half a tomato. Why I want to find love.
Does anybody think that sounds relaxing?
No.
That's unwinding?
No.
Ew.
Made my stomach go.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why I want to find love is I just think that everybody deserves a second chance. I want to go to the PTA with somebody, not just myself. Oh, there's Gwen.
She wants a daddy for her kids.
Right. She was about to say that. She was about to say with a guy, and then she just said, someone.
I want to go to the PTA with somebody.
Anybody. It could be anyone. Come on, Helen, we're going.
Yeah.
Not just myself. Oh, there's Gwen. She's divorced. Oh, did he run away with his secretary? I left. A great first date with you.
The drummer left with the secretary.
Right.
And he had a highfalutin lawyer.
Yes, he did.
I like how the details just get kind of sprinkled in throughout.
Yeah.
That's the storyline.
Oh, yeah. That's when you know they're crazy. It's so good.
And this is the tape where you could stop and say, you know what? That's coming off a little too strong. Let me make another one.
Yeah.
This is the tape. Can you imagine being across her dinner? She's having her cottage cheese, a Virginia Slim, and a scotch.
I think that's how the cottage cheese thing came about. Hey, Gwen, why don't we just calm down a little bit? How do you like to unwind?
Yeah, really. Think of cottage cheese.
A great first date with you would be two words. Benihana.
One word, by the way. It's just one. It's a name.
Right. Yes, I want to go someplace where the cook accidentally spits my food.
Oh, my God. She made that sound dirty. She's like, Benny.
She did.
Try the hock tui.
Looks like you're ready for my typing fingers.
If she's a typist, she should know. That's one word.
And as she's typing, does she have a Virginia Slim in her mouth?
Of course she does. Of course she does.
I'm surprised she wasn't still just chewing on one in the video.
Right. She's got a knee brace on.
I hope she's doing well now.
I do, too. She sounds like a party.
Right.
It's probably sad there's no more Benihanas.
Seriously.
Is that it?
That was it for Gwen.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think we have time for this other guy.
Wow.
All right, we're going to play a second of this guy who will be in Dumbass News tomorrow.
I think my best quality as a lover is coming second.
All right, so he puts other people first. So
okay, good.
Dumbass. News.
Benihana.
Stay up for me. These guys playing Friday at the Chaz and AJ Crabtree Auto Group Toy Drive. Sponge. Channels down the drain. Vinny Dabrowski, lead singer, on the phone now. Good morning, Vinny.
Good morning, Chaz and AJ. How are you?
Excellent.
Good morning.
Good. I want to thank you so much for agreeing to play the Toy Drive, man. Thank you.
Well, we're excited to be there. Man, the music playing just before we talked sounded pretty awesome, even after all these years.
Yeah, like when you came up with that riff for Wax Ecstatic, like the record label say, I don't know, man. Because it's like kind of off. It feels off, you know?
Well, I mean, out of context, yeah, it's annoying. You know what I mean? It's just abrasive kind of, it's an abrasive call to arms, basically. That's how I look at it. But, you know, it's just, it pulls your ear in. So we were like, let's do it.
Yes.
The label was very supportive of our enthusiasm for that.
I've heard a lot of stories where, you know, they'll sign a band. They say, we're going to be great. We're going to be supportive. We believe in you. And then, you know, you come out with an album. There's one track. They push the hell out of it. It becomes a thing. And then they say, make another one of those.
Right, right. And we didn't.
Good. Good.
And it could have been detrimental to our career, to tell you the truth.
I think so.
What are you going to do? You know, it's like, what are you going to write? 10 plows, 100 plows. I don't know. It just seems kind of like we don't do that. So,
did they ask you to make another plowed?
They did not. No.
Okay.
No, they were just like, make a second record. They did. There were no guidelines or suggestions for that one, you know?
So we've heard so many times that, you know, the first album you have 20 years to write, and then the second album you have like a year to write. Did you find yourself in that contraption?
No, because that first record, we were coming off of a deal on Virgin and a band I had called Loud House. That band got dropped. We immediately started writing, and that was like 1991, maybe. So we immediately started writing for Sponge. And, you know, that Sponge record came together real, real fast. So
okay.
It's not like we were rat-holing songs, saving them for the real band.
Gotcha.
Or anything like that. We made that record quick, and we made the second record quick as well. I think what my downfall was, I got that gold tooth on the second record. The only thing I heard about our second record or anything was that guy shouldn't have got the gold tooth.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a weird, okay. I would take that over like album titles, song choice, whatever, you know?
No, the gold tooth was the biggest pushback.
Was that a video? Like, was that a problem? That become a thing?
Apparently so, yeah. They just did not like the gold tooth. It was too Willie DeVille or something, I guess.
Okay. All right. How did the gold tooth come about?
Well, you know, I was hitting the mouth with a piece of rebar when I was younger, and so I had this kind of chipped tooth. And I thought, well, I'm going to get a new tooth, and I thought, man, I'm just going to get a gold tooth. So I got this gold tooth.
Wait, can we go back to the rebar? What?
No.
Did someone hit you with it? Did you fall on it?
Were you playing around?
I got hit in the face with a piece of rebar. So,
but was it thrown at you, or did it fly off of a truck?
Right, it was self-inflicted loss. Let's just put it that way.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay, gotcha. All right.
Oopsie.
'Cause I know you're from Detroit, right? I mean, that's a tough city.
Yeah, it still is. Nothing. I mean, some things have changed so sometimes it's just the same old place, which I appreciate.
Right. All right. So then you decide, so you do the first album, now you have some money, and you're like, I'm going to get some dental work done.
You know, that's a good point. Yes. I never had bought myself anything up to that point. So when you got a little money, you're going to go, well, let's get some tattoos and some gold teeth. So, you know, that's what I did.
I'm kind of shocked to hear that that was a problem. And it's still with you today. It's like one of the first things you brought up when we're talking about the second album.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that was the biggest pushback, to be quite frank with you. But again, I think you were correct as well. We really didn't have a song like Plowed. We had Wax Ecstatic, Have You Seen Mary, and both of those songs charted. But I think maybe they felt that at the end of the day, if we had stayed safe and did another Plowed, we would have been fine.
No, I disagree with that. I think you did the right thing. You got to, because in the end, you know, you want it to be you.
Yeah.
Without a doubt. Yeah. And we grew up on bands that, my God, I mean, when you look at bands like Zeppelin or Pink Floyd or Aerosmith, I mean, these bands, they did exactly what they wanted to do. You know, they played the kind of music they wanted to play. And that's how we felt, too.
Right.
So we were ready for a record like Wax, and we did that. That was it.
Be no you, apology. And if the people don't like it, you're not going to be sitting there later in life saying, I wish I didn't listen to that record company. I wish I went with my gut.
Oh, yeah, and I'm a big, you know, I take full responsibility for everything that we've done, better or worse, you know. I can't blame anybody else but me.
I think that, I mean, you know, to have one song that everybody knows is a huge accomplishment when you think of all the bands all over the world that have that dream. You have a half a dozen songs everybody knows. So.
Well, and I appreciate that. That's a great point. And it still blows my mind to this day that we can go out there and play these songs and people know these songs. And quite frankly, we're on the road with Everclear and Local H over the last few months, and we wrapped that tour up. But we have so many young people that are just—they are just starved for this kind of music. You know, it blows my mind. So it's almost like a resurgence in the '90s.
Vinny Dombrowski, lead singer of Sponge, on the show, playing the Chaz and AJ Crabtree Auto Group Toy Drive this Friday, and then Friday night you're playing Connecticut.
Space Ballroom. That's correct.
Yes.
We're pulling double duty. Yep.
That's a great room to play, by the way.
Oh, it's cool.
Yeah.
Yep.
So when did you know you had a hit on your hands? Where were you the first time you heard Sponge on the radio?
Ooh, it may have been out in L.A., I'm thinking, because the Detroit market was pretty slow to get on board with banging Plowed. Like, the rest of the country was hitting it hard. We did have some radio airplay early on with, like, Nina Menasha in Detroit. Our buddy Screamin' Scott banged that song. But as far as where I heard it first, could have been in L.A. Yeah, but, you know, a hit on my hands. I just go, we used to play it live before it was ever before it was ever on an album. We recorded it and we played it live, but people really seemed to like that song. So I go, well, there's something to that. But at that time, it really didn't sound like anything that was typically on the radio at that time, which was, you know, AC/DC, you know, Zeppelin, and there was a smattering of alternative rock that was beginning to happen. So,
what about, like, being somewhere you're opening for a band that, like, you grew up listening to? Do you have a memory of that?
Oh, of course, Iggy Pop.
Oh, wow.
You know,
let me guess, he didn't have a shirt on.
Right.
And, of course, I appreciate what he says about that. He was like, none of the pharaohs in Egypt wore shirts. You know, like Yul Brynner in the Ten Commandments. You know, Yul didn't wear a shirt. And Iggy felt like he's like a pharaoh. I'm not going to wear a shirt.
What did Iggy think about your gold tooth?
Iggy, I'm not sure Iggy was paying much attention to the gold tooth. It was an interesting tour in that there were great bands on it, and Iggy was in that kind of his career was kind of in that period between where he was back in the 90s and just before the Stooges got back together. So we were out on the road opening basically for him. There was a bunch of other bands, but he wasn't too sure people knew who he was. So he wanted to open up for us at that time. Okay. So it was like, it was a back and forth thing, but I couldn't for the life of me even imagine having Iggy open for me, just out of respect. I was like, this ain't going to happen.
Yeah, right.
He will headline. I respect him to this day. I think he's the greatest punk rock godfather on the planet.
You ever cross paths with, you know, some of those guys known for their excessive partying, like Motley Crue, Guns N' Roses, Van Halen?
Yeah, I mean, we were out, I think it was like the New Music Seminar in New York, and we were staying at the same hotel as Nikki Sixx. Some friends of mine knew Nikki, and Nikki was kind enough to kind of put us in the limo and drive us to different places. But I think his hard partying days were over at that time.
Wow, cool.
Yeah, for sure.
He won't survive.
Yeah, that's a,
oh, yeah.
That band, yeah. Man, talk about going to hell and back and longevity. Holy smokes.
He survived.
Yeah.
Well, it was weird. It was a funny story, though. We were leaving the hotel with Nikki, and you think rock guys are, you know, just tough. Nothing bothers them. And some kid didn't know who Nikki was, and he said to Nikki, he goes, hey, man, nice mullet. And so we got into the limo, and Nikki's like, does my hair look like a mullet? And I'm going, nah, your hair looks great, Nikki. Everything is cool. Don't sweat the hairdo.
Wow, that's wild. Like yep. You said, you would think that by this point in their career, they'd be like, they've heard it all. That stuff doesn't bother them.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Hit a nerve. Yep. Is my hair okay?
Yeah.
Well, we're looking forward to you playing Friday at the Toy Drive in the 8 o'clock hour. You're going to do two sets, and I'm guessing we're going to hear Plowed at some point.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I hear two sets at 8 o'clock in the morning, my heart stops, but I'm sure they're short sets, right?
Yeah. Like two, three songs each.
Hour and a half. Yeah. But yeah. Just kidding. Yeah.
All right. Yep. Okay. All right. We'll try to get to bed. We'll try to get to bed at some reasonable time, which is not going to happen. I'm sure we'll all be on like 2 hours of sleep, if any at all. So.
Yeah. What's your normal schedule? What time do you normally go to sleep?
It's all over the map. It all depends on what we're doing show-wise. We're out there on the road. It can be basically very little sleep, 3-4 hours a night maybe, because it's just the travel. The traveling and the late-night gigs. So it's just it's a crapshoot, fellas.
Gotcha.
Nice. Well, you could see them for the cost of a new unwrapped toy that will go to a kid who, without it, will have nothing through the holidays. Vinny Dombrowski, lead singer of Sponge, playing at the Chaz and AJ Crabtree Auto Group Toy Drive this Friday at Jordan's Furniture. I know it sounds lame, a furniture store, but wait until you see this place, Vinny.
I'm looking forward to it. It's like we've had all kinds of gigs that we've done. So if it's a furniture store sponsored by whether it's the furniture store or the auto group, I don't know.
Crabtree.
It's all good with me. Crabtree, right.
Oh, no, but wait until you see this. You're going to be like, this is no furniture store.
You got a bar in it? Then it's no furniture store.
There's a, yeah, talk to me. Yeah.
Right. Zip lines.
Vinny, looking forward to shaking your hand and thanking you and listening to Sponge at the Toy Drive. Thank you, brother.
Great to talk to you, fellas. Thank you.
We'll see you Friday.